This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 has killed approximately 590,000 people around the globe and more than 138,000 people in the United States, with more than 13.7 million confirmed infections globally, and more than 3.5 million of them in the United States. Britain, the United States, and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. A joint statement from Britain, the United States, and Canada blames a group, APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they say was almost certainly operating as part of a joint Russian intelligence service. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the U.S. 2016 elections. The release said that the group's attacks were continuing and use a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks were hindering response efforts and risk to health organizations had increased. Britain and the United States said in May that the networks of hackers were targeting national and international organizations responding to the pandemic. Such attacks have not previously been explicitly connected to the Russian state. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying they are not backed by proper evidence. The southern state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. It reported 156 deaths Thursday, two dozen more than the record said just 2 days before. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brian Kemp, the governor of the U.S. state of Georgia, is suing the major city of Atlanta to block the city from enforcing its mandate to wear a mask in public and other rules related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Kemp and Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr in a state court filed late Thursday a suit arguing that the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, has overstepped her authority and must obey Kemp's executive orders under state law. The suit comes a day after Kemp clarified his executive orders to expressly block Atlanta and at least 14 other local governments from requiring people to wear face coverings. Kemp's order was met with defiance Thursday by Bottoms and other mayors, who said they would continue enforcing their mandates and were prepared to go to court. The number of laid-off workers seeking jobless aid last week was 1.3 million. For the 17th straight week, unemployment claims were over 1 million. Mark Hamerick with BankRareRate.com puts that in perspective by saying that a year ago claims were at 217,000. He said, so when we get something that's 1.1 million new claims above a year ago, that tells you just how serious the situation with the job market is. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the United States has become overly reliant on Chinese goods and services, including face masks, medical gowns, and other protective equipment designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Barr is cautioning American business leaders against promoting policies favorable to Beijing. Barr asserted that China had not only dominated the market on protective gear, exposing American dependence on Beijing, but had also hoarded supplies and blocked producers from exporting to them to countries in need. He accused hackers linked to the Chinese government of targeting American universities and businesses to steal research related to vaccine development, leveling the allegation against Beijing hours after Western agencies made similar claims against Russia. The Republican National Committee is scaling down its convention next month in Jacksonville, Florida, as coronavirus cases spike. The RNC says that it will sharply restrict attendance on the convention's first three nights, allowing only the roughly 2,500 regular delegates to be there in place. The final night is when President Trump will deliver his acceptance speech, and the RNC says delegates, alternates, and guests will be allowed to attend then. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.